Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Thank you, always, for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio every Saturday at 5 o'clock right here on 104.1 KQTH. And I am truly privileged to be broadcasting live now from a place that has only been open for, like a few days. But already it is driving the buzz in the heart of St. Philip's Plaza. We're broadcasting live right here, right now, from Proof Artisanal Pizza and Pasta. And it is a glorious day in Southern Arizona. We got a great happy hour going on here. And I love those restaurateurs that do not reserve happy hour for just the weekdays. In fact, it is happening right now from 3 to 6 p.m. We've got $10 margarita pizzas. We have $20 pitchers and pies. That's beer and pizza for you beginners. $25 will get you a wonderful craft scratch-made bruschetta and a bottle of wine. Come on out here and join us. The Farlows are here. They're ready to take a selfie with you. Come on down and join us at Proof Artisanal Pizza and Pasta. And now I am happy to bring back to a show a man who has not been on the show for a long time. In fact, he's one of the busiest guys in Southern Arizona, and it's that's what royalty does. Because when you earn the Iron Chef of Tucson credential, your life changes. You start getting things like publicists and PR people. And here he is, the 2014 Iron Chef of Tucson, the pride of Flowing Wells High School. And he says there's only one thing to make a good thing great. You add cheese and you fry it. Brother, Chef, John Hone is in the house. John, how are you?
I'm with the Madman.
Nice to see you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful to see you and your family here.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Right here. Your bride is over there. You know, everyone's coming out because they knew that John Hone was in the house.
Uh-oh. We're just going to have some pizza and sit by the fire. We're the marshmallows.
I'm so excited to have you on the show. I don't know that I have had a chance to talk with you on air since you have ascended to the pinnacle of your career. Now, I know you're calling. Culinary arts background goes back into high school, back into the days of being a culinary caballero there at Flowing Wells High School. Many years in the resort business, of course, Bob's Steak and Chop House and the Omni. But then you answered the call, and I mean that quite literally, John Hone. You're now the executive chef for Gap Ministries. Make sure our audience knows exactly what you're doing at Gap, because I think it's really life changing work.
It is definitely a blessing to be a part of it, and like you said, it's kind of been a full circle. I've been cooking in Tucson for a long time, and I've cooked in a lot of resorts and restaurants under some amazing chefs. And Gap Ministries wanted to start a culinary training program, and they thought that I had the talents and the tools to do it. So I definitely had to answer the call. And, when they said they're feeding kids free meals at Centennial Elementary School, where I got a free meal when I was a kid, how am I going to say no? It was designed for me.
Okay, I didn't know that part of the story. So you're actually preparing meals and feeding kids at the same elementary school where you benefited from that blessing?
The same cafeteria.
So what's that like now that you're on the other end where it's your hardworking hands putting together the meals and the experiences for those kids that were just like you many years ago?
You know, you look at these kids and they don't know what's going on. They're just having fun playing around in the gym. But then when a kid says, hey, can I get an extra meal? I said, and we say, why? He says, because I want to take some home to my dad. He's going to be hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
You just don't even understand what's going on here. That's crazy. But, you know, Tucson, Arizona is a very poor city. And 85705, the zip code that we're in at Gap Ministries, that's the second poorest zip code in Arizona.
And the entire state.
Yep.
Well, talk a little bit more broadly about Gap Ministries and what your organization stands for and the difference that you're making in the lives of kids and families.
So Gap Ministries started out as basically a foster care organization. We had 9 group homes with about 10 kids in each. And we got so many donations, so many thousands of pounds of fresh product and fresh food that we can't use it all. So we partner with about 14 to 17 different nonprofits, and we give 1,000 pounds of food away a week. We're handing cases and
1,000 pounds of food a week.
Per nonprofit.
That's 52,000 pounds a year.
Whoa, man. Math.
I mean, how's that? How's that for
amazing.
A guy that barely made it out of third grade math?
No, I don't believe that for a second. But when you hand a family 10 cases of tomatoes, it's like, what are you going to do with it? Not everyone knows how to make some fresh pasta sauce or some pizza sauce. So we started preparing meals to give to kids in low-income elementary schools and after-school programs. And then we needed help to prepare those meals. So instead of just giving everyone fish all day long, we started teaching people how to fish. So yeah. That's where the culinary program came in. It's a 10-week, 40-hour week program. Our next class starts on Monday, and Chef Adam Rose and I will be introducing the new 13 students that we have.
That's beautiful.
To a whole new world.
That's it. A whole new world it is. So this is the season of giving. It's the season of gratitude. Giving our thanks for the many blessings that have been bestowed to us on Thanksgiving. Of course, it's a 365-day-a-year practice for me. But this is the time when people are really thinking a little bit more intentionally about giving. And I would say that as a 501c3, Gap Ministries really is able to do some great and responsible work with the funds that people invest in it. We talked about this tax credit that's also available, and you can kind of scan the landscape of the organizations and the causes that you want to support, but I would imagine that this is busy season too, as well as giving is concerned.
For sure. We're so grateful for all the volunteers and donors for our organization, but like you said, those tax credits, they don't cost anyone anything.
Right.
It's not necessarily maybe a little bit of their time, but it doesn't cost them any of their money. They're just telling the government, where do you want your money to go to? And by you saying, I want it to go feed that kid, or I want to go train a new culinarian, some guy that just got out of prison, he's been in prison for 16 years and doesn't have a skill or anything, I want to change that person's life with my $100 or my $200. We're extremely grateful, and yep, it's coming in right this November, December, January, those are our peak seasons.
Wonderful. How can people learn a little bit more about you online? And is there a digital portal to give people the ability to actually do some giving online as well?
Well, gapmin.com is the website that anyone can go to, gapmin.com. You'll learn all about us. We also have an automotive program where we train second chance individuals in the skill of automotive. You can come take your car down to Gap Garage at Fairview and Grant and get your car fixed.
Wow.
There's all kinds of stuff. Don't spend all day on the internet, though.
There's better things to do. We got a quick commercial break here in 30 seconds, but are you a pizza guy, Chef John Hone?
I am definitely a pizza guy. I think I want that pickle pizza.
Pickle pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you've obviously been doing your homework preparing for this show. On the spectrum of dough, are you a thin, crispy, kind of minute and a half in the oven kind of a guy, or are you a deep dish, big, standing proud with the stuffed pizza?
I'm an everything type of guy.
How could you possibly say anything else? Wherever the spirit leads you got a great pizza for every personality and palate in the Hone residence, right?
Definitely. I'll take my fork and knife to it, or I'll just take it and grab the whole pizza in half.
There it is. We're talking to 2014 Iron Chef of Tucson, John Hone. He is changing lives at Gap Ministries again. Check him out and his work, www.gapmin.com for all the information. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be checking in with our good friend Kaylee Snyder, who has created a beer blog that has really become all the rage. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order, 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson's hottest, freshest, newest artisanal pizza and pasta place right in the heart of St. Philip's Plaza. We're coming to you live from Proof. Come on down here and join us. Happy hour is going all the way up until 6 o'clock. Some of the most cool and imaginative happy hour offerings. We've got $10 margarita pizzas. $20 will get you a pitcher and a pie. $25 will get you a beautiful landscape of bruschettas and a bottle of wine. Come out here and join us at Proof. The party is getting underway. And, of course, the party is getting underway because our celebrity co-host from Gap Ministries.
Do you smell that tomato and that bread
and Chef John Ho.
Someone walks by?
Yeah, I mean, the fragrance follows wherever you go. I mean, I was looking for the restroom, and the fragrance follows me in. better than the other way around, I suppose. But anyway, I teased our audience a little bit before we went to the commercial break. There is someone, I would consider her to be, you know, one of the most important personalities and people in the Arizona craft beer scene. I got to meet her, you know, many years ago when she was working for local breweries. She continues to make her way through the industry, but one of the things that she did fairly recently is start her own blog. And I love people when they start their own blogs because this really becomes the platform for what they had been wanting to say for a long time but didn't have the venue to say it. The creator of Hold My Beer blog is with us, Kaylee Snyder. Kaylee, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are
okay.
you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great. So just take your phone and maybe walk about three steps to your left, perhaps a couple of steps to your right. You're coming in a little bit poppy. Try me now.
All right. Can you hear me now?
That's perfect. Yeah, don't move for the next 7.5 minutes.
Okay, I'll stand still.
So you've got a blog called Hold My Beer. We're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes, but I got to ask you, Kaylee Snyder, are you holding a beer right now?
You know I am. I'm drinking McFate's Fall Seasonal, which is their candy bar milk stout.
Oh, I'm surprised you're able to get your hands on that. That's one of those limited releases that seems to disappear as quickly as they put it on tap. So I love the McFate team up there in the Valley
that's
area.
Them.
That's like a Snickers bar in a glass, Kaylee.
Yes, it is. I tried it for the first time about a week ago at Wandering Tortoise in Phoenix and then hooked since.
I love it. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about this blog. So you've got a blog called Hold My Beer. And when you ask someone to hold your beer, that implies a level of trust that doesn't apply to other kinds of interactions. You say, look, I have something to say. I have something to do. I've got work to be done. Hold my beer. I'm going to get into the thick of it. What is Hold My Beer blog all about?
So for me, I started the blog as a personal reason. I had been writing just to keep track of my professional experiences and personal experiences while I was working for Mother Ode Brewing Company up in Flagstaff,
right.
Arizona. And now the blog is kind of a venue that's going to focus on, I'm going to try to spin it positively and highlight some of the breweries and companies that I loved working for, but also bringing light to some of the less positive categories such as sexual harassment and bullying and some of the other things that go on within the beer industry.
Actually, within the industry itself. So when you think about an industry like the craft brew community, you know, there's a lot of collaboration, there's a lot of camaraderie, but no industry really is immune from the kinds of things you're talking about, Kaylee.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's not just the beer industry in general, but that's where my experiences are for now. So that's all I can talk to.
Okay, so you say this is all about uplifting, this is all about positive. What are the kinds of fun and fresh stories that you've told so far into the blog? Now, you're about at 6 or 7 posts since you went live, right?
Yeah, I think we're only on post 8, so right now I'm just kind of getting into where I started with Mother Ode, which was as an intern while I was going to school at Northern Arizona University. So it's just the beginning. Haven't really dived into too much of the professional experiences that I've had yet.
Okay, so what are the kinds of things that you want your growing audience to know about the early days and the journey? I mean, you got started, you know, relatively early in life. I mean, I see a lot of these folks in the craft beer community, you know, they've gotten into it, you know, after they've done home brewing in the garage or they've done, you know, a certain kind of job and then decided that wasn't for them, so they really shifted over. But you got involved in the beer industry relatively young, right?
I did, yes. So I turned 21, and about a week later, my internship started. So the free beer kicked in right when I needed it, too.
Free beer, yeah. John Hone.
Hold my beer.
readers and people who might not be in the industry yet to realize that they don't need to be a home brewer or necessarily a drinker to get started. I know not every brewery offers interns, but all you can do is ask and hope that someone takes a chance on you, as Michael Marquis did for me. So.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Marquis, he's given a lot of people a chance, and we love the Marquis family up there in Flagstaff. What was the most fun? So you said you're about six or seven or eight posts in. What's been the most fun thing that you've reported on since your early days in the beer journey? Something that perhaps might even surprise those of us who are new readers.
I would say my best experience thus far was my first day in the brew house. Orz and Adam, who were the brewers at the time, basically had to explain their whole career and the whole brewing system to me, and I had no idea what they were talking about on day one. So to me, that was the best part, just getting into it.
But it wasn't too scary for you to sort of run away and say, "Nah, I think I want to do something else with my life." I mean, you weren't intimidated by the the ugly side of the beer making business, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say the ugly side, but yeah, definitely the hard working side.
The hardworking side, right?
Yeah, and eventually, as you know, I landed in sales, and there are pros and cons to each, but I definitely think brewers deserve a round of applause, a cheers for them and their hard work.
For sure. You know, I've lost count how many craft brewers call Arizona home. I think in Tucson, we're just north of 20, I think 22, 23. Just a few years ago, I think there were four or five. So it really is kind of interesting to watch the growth, the exponential growth of the beer community, not only here in Arizona but nationwide. Are you shocked by how big and bold this industry has become?
I am. It's crazy how many there are in Tucson and even in Flagstaff for such a small town. I think now there's eight. Maybe nine up there. I know Rickety Cricket, that was out in Kingman, just opened a tap room in Flagstaff as well. So, yeah, all the major cities are growing.
I think the camaraderie that really kind of links these brewers, where, you know, I'm blessed to interview so many of them, hear their individual stories, and so many times they say it's really not about competition, it's about collaboration, and I do really kind of love that spirit. At the same time, Kaylee, I do want to commend you for the courage, really, that it takes to sit down and put words behind the thoughts of some stories that you have experienced, some lessons that you've learned. I want to make sure that all of our listeners get a chance to check out your blog online. What's the easiest way to get people over there?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. That's probably the best way. On WordPress, that's what I use it. So just holdmybeer_theblog.
Okay, holdmybeer_theblog. Pour yourself a beer and get ready for, I think, some great writing, some witty writing, some fascinating stories that you have to tell. And you got a whole lot of folks cheering for you, Kaylee Snyder. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and I continue to look forward to each and every post.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much, Kaylee Snyder, with Hold My Beer blog. Fascinating stories on the craft beer circuit. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be doing a little shaking and stirring with the bar manager here from Proof, Alec Marsh. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on KQTH 104.1. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But they're so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the wild mushroom and sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from deep in the heart of happiness at a great happy hour here at Proof Artisanal Pizza and Pasta. This place has been open for just a few days already. It is anchoring a lot of the headlines on the local culinary and cocktail scene. Back here with my celebrity co-host, 2014 Iron Chef of Tucson. I never get sick of saying that. Welcome. Iron Chef of Tucson, John Hone.
I would hate to say I never get sick of hearing it. Look at these beautiful cocktails, that prickly pear purple or...
Yeah, so
what's going on here?
I had a beautiful color right here. Talented bar staff intentionally drew me a pint of the prickly pear wheat from Borderlands, a brewing company. We love Miles and Mike and those guys over there. They consistently put out a great product, and I love coming to local restaurants who celebrate local at the heart of everything that they do. There's a guy here who runs the entire bar operation. He libates people from the heart with love. He makes sure that if you're thirsty, he has something to do to fix that. He's the bar manager from Proof. Put your hands together for Mr. Alec Marsh. Alec,
thank
how
you,
are you,
you,
man?
Thank you. Doing well, Matt.
You brought
great
drinks.
To be here. I did. I bring some drinks for you all. We have in front of you our approved Aperol Spritz, we like to look at that as.
Proved.
So, improved.
Oh,
yeah.
Improved.
Yeah,
okay.
So the typical Aperol Spritz is going to be just Aperol, Prosecco, a little bit of club soda.
Right.
A little bit sweet on that.
Yeah.
And a little bit tough for some people to handle. A little bit bitter.
Sure.
A little bit cloying. And so with this, we add a little bit of lemon juice in there, a little bit of gin to up the proof in there.
A little bit of acid, a little botanical.
Yeah, exactly. Adds a lot more to the drink, opens it up a little bit more accessible to more people even, and really fresh, light, great drink. Almost comes out with a nice grapefruit flavor between the bitter orange and the Aperol and the lemon juice in there.
Oh my gosh.
Wonderful.
So it's almost like a modern expression of a classic cocktail.
Exactly.
The conventional Aperol Spritz is just very pedestrian to someone like Alec Marsh. I mean, he wants, like John Hone, you want to take something good to great, you add cheese and you fry it. That's how you take something good to great. You take an Aperol Spritz and take it to a new height, you bring in a little fresh lemon juice and a little bit of gin.
Exactly.
Where did that idea come from? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, the big bounty of the botanicals and the bitterness of that Aperol, you know, almost like needs a little bridge, and you found it.
Yeah. It works wonderful. Developing this cocktail, I take a lot of experience from the past bars and stuff that I've worked at in Tucson, like the Riley Craft Pizza team over there, as well as just adding my own spin into things. So just trying to make something that's really great for everyone, accessible. I don't want a drink that anyone ever is going to turn back around and say, that's not to my taste. You know, I want something that everyone is going
to
enjoy.
But let's be honest. Has that ever happened to Alec Marsh? Has anyone actually looked you in the eye and said, that is not to my taste? I mean, you're Alec Marsh, for crying out loud.
The inspiration behind that, I think, was let's have a drink at 9 in the morning.
That's yeah, this is this one you could drink 8 a.m. You know, you could drink this with brunch. You could drink this all day long.
John Farlow calls this the breakfast of champions. Right, that's how he rolls. He's sitting right over there, by the way. And he's empty. But I digress. I love that the balance here in this cocktail is absolutely
perfect. Wonderful.
Because when you're thinking about these bigger flavors, you know, you have that dryness of the Aperol, mm-hmm. But that gin, the bounty of the botanicals, really kind of activate. They make it aware and awake. And this balance is beautiful.
Wonderful.
So, you can have a wonderful, creative, imaginative cocktail experience at a pizza and pasta place.
Certainly.
Why shouldn't you be able to do that?
Exactly. We want to bring this as a craft cocktail scene over here at Proof, not just a pizza place where we're slinging beers and wine, but we also have a great craft cocktail program. But that's not to say that our wine program isn't amazing as well.
You got to have an amazing wine program at a place called Proof.
Exactly.
Okay, prove it, Alec Marsh.
With pizza and pasta over here, we really wanted to focus our wine menu specifically to pair well with food. So a lot of our wines over here here are higher acid wines. A lot of them are from older world as well. Not to say that we don't have California wines and wines from the U.S. as well, but we wanted wines that are specifically going to entice your palate to want to go back in and grab another bite of food.
And that old world style, mm-hmm. I just love it. I think that's a must space to occupy. When
Certainly.
You take a look at the menu, we're going to be talking to Anthony Colucci here
a little bit
later on, and you want to talk about putting together a plate of food that plays so well with wine. You brought a wine out as an example of the kind of thing you're talking about.
Exactly.
What do you got going on, brother?
So for you, Matt, I just poured our Montepulciano d'Abruzzo from ERA. So this is an all-organic wine. This is our house Italian red wine.
All organic.
Okay. Yeah. So at this price point, to be able to get an all-organic wine from Italy, a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, it's really, really nice drinking wine with food.
Oh.
We serve this with our bottle and bruschetta special that you've been mentioning, that $25 bottle and bruschetta. So we serve that for $25. You get your choice of either a house Italian red or house Italian white, which is a Pinot Grigio. And then you get a selection of four different bruschettas off our menu as well to pair with that.
Okay,
great deal.
Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, mm-hmm. you get an entire bottle of this wine and a bruschetta
wow.
board.
Exactly.
For $25?
$25.
Okay, I challenge you to find that kind of a deal. Again, this is the creative imagination that comes into play. Bottles and boards, you know, pitchers and pies,
exactly.
those kinds of things.
Fun alliteration.
What's the best beer to have if you're dialing up a great, you know, Colucci special when it comes to a killer craft pizza? What's the one pitcher, a beer in the pitcher, according to Alec Marsh's very sophisticated palate?
Well, I think that depends on the pizza that you're going for. I think the beer that you chose in front of you, Matt, is a really great beer. Borderlands Wheat. They do a really great job. A lot of people, they see that beer, it's a little pink hue to it from that pink, prickly pears in there. But it really is a nice dry beer, pairs really well with food. I think cleans off your palate so you can go back in for a nice rich bite of our Union Pizza over there.
Alec Marsh is making a lot of people happy here with his custom craft cocktail program, as well as some very thoughtfully curated wines for the wine list that play well with food. Alec Marsh, something tells me this is not going to be the last time you and I are going to have a drink together.
Wonderful. Looking
thanks
forward
so much
to
for letting
it.
Us party
yeah.
with you out on the patio. Certainly. We have to take a quick news break. Thanks for our sponsors. And when we come back, Executive Chef Anthony Colucci is in the house. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell and Chef John Hone, not just Chef John Hone, 2014 Iron Chef of Tucson. John Hone is our celebrity co-host here at Proof.
I'm at your service if anyone needs help eating this pizza. I'm here for you, Matt.
That's all right. Well, I don't think I'm going to need any help. But I appreciate your kind gesture of support and assistance. We're going to be tearing into that bad boy here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to bring on one of the good guys in this community, and I am tickled that he chose On the Menu Live to make the big announcement about the opening of this place. Now, when you're thinking about Grant Kruger, lots of things come to mind. But this guy, unstoppable, is the word that comes to mind because the guy never sleeps. The guy never breaks. The guy never rests. He travels the world, and he's constantly, it's like his vision is all about taking another big step to make sure that the hospitality needs of people in this community are met. And he has done it with grace, and I think he has done it with grit, and I think he has done it with love for the people that he welcomes into his restaurants. And I think he owns darn near every restaurant on this corner of River and Campbell. Put your hands together, everybody, for the owner of Proof. He is Grant Kruger. Grant, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I feel very blessed to be here with you today.
I tell you what, I am so excited to be here because I remember it was just a few months ago. We were doing the show at Union, and you rolled out the vision for this concept, and the clock started, and you guys didn't take a break since.
No, it was quite a project to get this restaurant going over here. I mean, it had been five different locations before us, so...
Right.
5 years, so the space had to be great, right? I mean, it must have been a winner. So it was quite a project for us to take this one on and to develop it into the proof concept. We were lucky enough to just get it open in just the last week, and it's been really well received thus far.
Sure it has. Now, let's just say the working name for the restaurant was not Proof, and I was interested to see kind of the shift. By the way, I love the name of the restaurant. It's almost like it needs to be called Proof.
Thank you.
Because when you're thinking about what the concept is, it's like, it's perfect.
Well, we wanted to do Italian food, but with a California fresh flair to it. And so we had originally come out with the name Pizzeria Corsa, and it had,
right,
a very Italian theme to it and look. But the more we started to develop the menu, we thought that maybe there could be a more universally appealing name, and perhaps one that was, one syllable, like one word. And Proof was such a great, strong word because it harkened back to both the leavening of bread.
Exactly.
And then as well, the concept of how much alcohol or ethanol is in spirituous liquor as well, too. The word Proof's got a history dating back to the 16th century when it was used by the English tax collectors to essentially test how much alcohol was in a spirit. And they would take a pellet of gunpowder and they would dip it into the spirit, because the highly alcoholic spirits were taxed at a more heavy rate. And so if this gunpowder, after soaking in that spirit, would burst into flames, it was the good stuff right there, and it was taxed more heavily.
Oh,
and that's
gosh,
where the concept of Proof and the word came from. And so we don't work with a lot of live gunpowder around here anymore. It's kind of a bit of a setback and not OSHA approved, but that is where the word came from. And so we thought that it was an interesting double entendre between both a baking terminology and the measure of spirituous liquor. And it was a fun and playful word. And so hence we've got Proof Artisanal Pizza and Pasta here in St. Phil's Plaza.
And it's a fun and playful concept, right? I mean, when you're thinking about what you're doing at the back of the house, and bringing Anthony Colucci into the whole story, of course this guy's got a following in and of himself. What he's done at the back of the house all across town. But this guy's proof worthy, isn't he?
Absolutely.
This Anthony Colucci guy.
We're very lucky to have Anthony on our team over here. Like, he's been great. I mean, really worked tirelessly over the last couple of months to help us grind and get this one open. I don't know if you guys know, but opening a restaurant's a fair bit of work.
Like, just a little bit.
It just doesn't quite happen overnight. And he really burned the midnight oil, as they say, to help us get this thing done over here. Like, I think that it's been a great learning experience for all of us to go through both the permittal and construction project.
Right.
He got to wear a construction hat as opposed to a chef coat for a while. it's been very interesting. And so we've been really lucky to have him here as part of our team and the leader of the back of house approved.
Okay, and let us just, what a great segue for the introduction, because leadership is what it's all about. And here is one of Tucson's true leaders. He runs the back of the house at Proof. He is executive chef Anthony Colucci is here. Anthony,
nice to have you here.
We're not worthy to be even sitting next
please.
To you. Anyway,
please.
What's it like having Grant Kruger as a boss? I mean, really. He's not listening. He just went to the bathroom.
It's very easy. Grant is very accommodating. He understands that there's a lot of logistical issues that go into the operation of a kitchen, not just the end result of what's on a plate or what comes out of the oven,
yeah,
but how it all gets there, how the inventory is created, how the products are purchased, how they are processed, the kind of labor that it takes to process that, plus getting it onto the plate and all of those things. So it's easy and it's very accommodating. So it's very refreshing for me.
And John Houghton, I mean, you've been executive chef at countless places. I mean, you'd agree that having an owner, behind the product with that level of sophistication to understand and appreciate what drives the back of the house, that really is
definitely imperative,
right?
It's horrible to have someone from the front of the house, so to speak, or the owner, not have any idea of what's going on in the kitchen and just comes down with an iron fist and a loud mouth. It makes no sense at all. And it backfires on them, especially with someone like Grant's inspiration and his visions for these three restaurants that we're looking at. You have to have that back-of-the-house knowledge, or they won't be successful like they are.
Yeah, for sure. Where did your sort of love with food come from? I mean, I remember talking to John Hone for the very first time several years ago and got a chance to hear his inspiring story. But was there a crystallizing moment in your life, Chef, where you were sort of clicked and you said, look, I think this is what I was meant to do in life?
Well, I was born and raised in a restaurant family. My mom was a server. My brother cooks. My sister did it when she was in high school and in college. My father helped deliver food after he retired. Mm. So I was about 30 minutes from being born in a dining room, to be honest with you. So when I was a little boy, the school bus didn't come to my house. So my mom had to pick me up from school. And for a couple hours to wait for my dad to get out of work, I would be in the restaurant somewhere causing trouble. And I would always gravitate towards the kitchen because my brother was there, and I looked up to him because he's your older brother. He's cool, and they got to swear and smoke and do all these terrible things that I thought were really interesting.
Because that would never happen in our kitchen.
Thankfully. Yes.
Yeah, this was 25 years ago.
Right.
So I would wait for my father to pick me up, and I got to watch, and I would make French fries or mozzarella sticks, really basic, simple stuff. But I knew that I wanted to do it because it's something that everyone here at this table has in common is food. We
right.
have to eat.
Right.
If we have nothing else in common, so how we get to all those places through types of cuisine or models of restaurant is a really interesting concept.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how would you say that these words basic and simple have equipped you for this position as executive chef at a place called Proof? When you're thinking about artisanal pizza and pasta, do simple and basic apply to the Proof store?
Absolutely. You have to be able to crawl before you can walk or run.
Right.
So it starts with a great pizza dough, which is just flour, water, and yeast, and a little bit of salt.
That's it.
And that's it. It's peasant food. And then you try and make a different experience out of it.
And you're gluten-free, dairy-free, right?
I am, no. But I have plenty of mercy for those who are.
But you do have a gluten-free crust available here,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about what artisanal pizza is. You know, we talked to John about where his palate lies on the pizza spectrum, you know, from, you know, super thin, almost lavash cracker-esque, you know, 90 seconds in the oven, all the way up to, you know, like a Rocco's pizza that's, you know, 6.5 pounds, mm-hmm. And that's 4 slices of a stuffed pizza. Where does artisanal fall on that spectrum?
It's a lot of trial and error
of
balancing the moisture content of your dough to the temperature of the oven to how long you let it ferment to how much topping you can put onto it, how much top heat versus bottom you have in your oven.
Fascinating.
It goes a long way. So there's a tremendous amount of failure getting to the right dough. But after a while, it's just you have to continue to dial and tweak and on R&D. That's what it takes is a huge investment of time.
And it's all scratch.
Everything.
Here, right? One of the things, when Grant talked about this idea several months ago, he said that is most important. You know, full scratch kitchen is, especially with this particular concept, is really the authentic approach to what you're doing.
Yeah, it's been the premise for the St. Phillips Plaza restaurants
right.
since their inception in 2011. I have friends that worked at Union forever and ever. And they went above and beyond and took the hard way to make sure that the food was from scratch and the food was done right.
I remember interviewing, I think Chef Patrick years ago about the bacon. He won the Bacon Fest.
Yes.
And he told me about the time-consuming process to cure the bacon at Union. I mean, it's not an hours-long thing. It's not like a days long. I think it's over a week.
It's 10 days.
It's
minimum.
10 days. House-made bacon at Union. And you actually have the house-made bacon at Union here on the Proof menu as well.
That's correct. I wanted to show the continuity of the plaza and the fact that all three of the restaurants here are under this one company and that we can showcase our strengths cohesively to a much broader audience by hopefully developing the center courtyard, but by showing that we use the strengths of each of the restaurants with each other. Again, it just shows that continuity and to say that all three are putting out an elevated product
that's
truly unique to the city.
Beautiful. So it stands as a manifestation of that vision that Grant had years ago.
Correct.
This is just another expression of that vision. So let's talk pizza.
Okay.
So you've got, 10 plus signature pies here at Proof, right?
Yes, we're offering 10 plus a Pizzette special at lunch. So
okay.
You get a half pizza and a half salad for $10. Every day.
A half a pizza
and
a half a salad for $10?
$10.
Okay, okay. We need a whole other show to talk about
that's fine.
How deep you guys cut for your guests. But anyway, do your guests have the opportunity to kind of design their own? Or is this, you know, here is the response to our R&D process. Trust me, if there's not a pizza along this spectrum, you're not going to be happy with a pizza. And I'll have somewhere else to refer you.
We feel there's a very robust selection.
Yes.
But if someone wants to come in and just says, listen, I want a pepperoni pizza with mushrooms on it.
Sure. Done.
That's great.
Okay.
We have everything there. There's no reason we can't do it. So
and,
we do it.
And how long is this pizza in the oven? Because and we're going to be talking about it in a minute when we do our tasting, but I do see that gorgeous char on that outside crust. You know, that's an expression of the dough, of the fermentation you talked about, but it's also an expression of the heat and how long that's in the pizza oven. So how long are these babies going to...
About 3 minutes on average.
3 minutes from...
So it takes about as long to stretch as it does to cook.
Wow.
So we can get them out pretty quickly.
6 minutes.
Yeah.
Stretching to baking to serving.
That's correct.
That's artisanal pizza.
I got a couple questions. Grant, did you have any special pizzas on the menu? Or does Tony have full reign?
Well, I like to give the chefs a fair bit of autonomy to create their own dishes, but I also like the opportunity to taste them as well, too, and make sure that they're heading in the direction where we want them to go. But, yeah, we tried out, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of different combinations and different doughs and different sauces before we arrived at sort of a mutual consensus.
What's your favorite pizza on the menu? What are you having tonight?
Well, that's a very good question, you know. I have to say that I really like the way that Tony brought in both the Union and Reforma pizzas, like using ingredients made in-house from the other restaurants. And we've been able to utilize the large kitchens that we have in those two other restaurants to help support this place, because it's got a small little kitchen over here. We built a cool new little expo kitchen, but it's a tiny little place nonetheless. And so, you know, I think some of the pizzas that are made like that Union and Reforma pizza with house-made ingredients are really special and unique pizzas that you just can't get at any other restaurant.
I love this. I love the potato pizzas, classic, you know, beautiful, and then the pickle pizza is definitely going to be my favorites here. I can't wait to try them both.
I love how he answered the question by talking about his kids, right? The Union pizza and the Reforma pizza. Yeah. I mean, they're two children, right? Two of your kids?
Absolutely.
Maturing beautifully, might I say. But absolutely, you go right to the landmark part of the story. Now, in addition to pizza, you know, you've got pasta in your name, so what's your pasta story?
So all the pastas are made in-house. Again, at Reforma, we have... he likes to be called the executive bread chef. His name is Travis Evans, who does a great job with our pizza dough, our bread, and the pasta program as well. But it's all, again, crafted by hand, hand-rolled. It's a labor of love because it takes a long time to do it.
Yeah,
we went through several different cutters and threw them at each other and had a lot of arguments over what we wanted to do. But we came to a consensus of the three or four shapes that we wanted to offer, because we want them to be signature. It needs to be just better than good.
And what are they? What are the three shapes?
So we have fettuccine, we have spaghetti, cavatelli, and then he's also rolling sheet noodles for the lasagna.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the one dish, Chef? What's the one pasta dish? I mean, if we're all going to sit here and kind of channel our inner Colucci and say, look, I want to be Tony Colucci for a day. Does it offend you if I talk like Tony Colucci?
No, not at all.
But you don't sound anything like that. So what's that one dish that you think is kind of a manifestation of who you are?
I think we did,
as a chef.
I think we did the Green Machine, which is really cool. So we made a basil.
The Green Machine.
It's a Green Machine. So everything in it is green. So it's a pesto-based pasta that has ground basil right into the egg mixture. So the pasta is neon green, and then it has pesto and a little bit of cream and kale.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it has pepitas, and it finished with cheese. But it's
absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's vegetarian friendly. A lot of people add a protein to it, whether it's salmon or chicken. But it's been a hit.
That's all right. So that's my next pasta dish.
Yes.
Is going to be the Green Machine.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so, pizza, pasta, salads, and such. Did I see a Delmonico on the menu?
Yes.
You can do a steak at a pizza and pasta place.
Absolutely. I don't need a grill to do a steak. Yeah. So we're cooking it in the pan on a really good hard sear. I'm buying really great beef from Merritt Foods. And it's just heavy salt and pepper. We flip it over, and we add potatoes, and they stew in their own fat. And then we have a nice rapini side to go with it, and then a chili butter. It's dynamite.
Sounds outrageous, Grant.
It's great.
Outrageous.
And you have a farmer's market that you're getting some product from. Is that correct?
Yeah, so every Saturday and Sunday we have the farmer's market at St. Philip's Plaza. And literally you have local produce on our doorstep every week.
Location, so location, location.
Yeah, so whether I want to go out and get some tomatoes, or if they have some nice leafy greens that I can use, you know, go out and spend a few dollars, pull them into the kitchen, and
Beautiful.
We'll do something nice with them.
Talk about scratch.
Yeah.
Let's eat. The time has come. So, Chef, you brought out a pizza for us to enjoy.
Yes.
This is a three-minute stretch, three-minute bake.
Correct.
And you brought it out here. It looks
yes.
gorgeous. What do we got going on?
So this is our mushroom pizza. So it has goat cheese and grana padano with scallions. And we roast the mushrooms in the pizza oven for about 15 minutes. And then it gets finished with truffle oil.
Now, see, the first thing I did is I rose the slice to the skies.
Oh, come on, Matt. I'm not going to do you wrong here.
I'm looking for the jar. Okay, beautiful. Goat cheese and the Grana Padano, that's a cheese as well.
Correct.
And I see that you have pledged allegiance to that cheese, because that Grana Padano weaves its way through a number of the dishes on the menu.
Yeah, it's akin to Parmesan. It has a very similar flavor profile. It comes from a different region of Italy. It's not. It has different controls from the government as a DOP cheese. So we don't have to pay the ridiculous price point for Reggiano, and Grana Padano really hits all the same flavor profiles.
Just beautiful.
Hey,
okay,
good.
This is pizza.
Yeah.
Can we just say, John, you're showing remarkable restraint. But the earthiness of those mushrooms It's and so you get that wonderful kind of savory element. Mm-hmm. That you got that goat cheese is done so beautifully. You got that creaminess mm-hmm. of the goat and that beautiful char, that crisp exterior without sacrificing the interior. You know, kind of that glutinous expression that you want. Correct. Grant, this guy knows pizza.
He does know
Come
pizza. I told
on.
You. We're very blessed to have him on our team over here. It's been great working with Tony this far, and we really look forward to our future over here.
We're gonna do it what Alec Marsh told us to do, because he said that you make food that goes great with wine.
Yeah.
We're doing a little bit of this Montepulciano, I think, dell'Abruzzo.
I love the look of this pizza. The bubbles are bursting over here.
Bubbles
the beautiful color. The cheese is perfectly melted. Those mushrooms are so juicy. They're perfect.
Okay. I mean, really, scratch artisanal pizza.
Correct.
Well done, Chef. Absolutely well done. Hit it out of the park. Now, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Proof gift card. We do this every single week. Whoever gets the right answer to the trivia question in the fastest amount of time. So, yes, if you're driving, please pull over to the side of the road. Have you guys thought about something fun to ask our listeners today? Trivia question, something about Proof, something about Grant, something about Tony, something about your food, your ingredients, your story, something about, your artwork, your tattoos. I'm sure there are stories that go with each and every one of those. What would be something fun to ask our listeners today?
Well, I think we've been five different locations before Proof over here, so I'd like to hear one of the listeners be able to tell us, like, the name of one of those.
Well, any one of them. Okay.
Yeah, any one
so
of those spots.
We're in a wonderful place in St. Phillips Plaza. Proof is occupying a space that many, many restaurants have occupied. Thankfully, this is the restaurant that will endure and that will stay for many, many years to come. We just want to know, name one restaurant that was in this very space at some point previously. If you think you know the answer, give me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. On the menu live at gmail.com. First person in with one of the right answers is going to get a Proof gift card. We're going to take a very quick commercial break. Thank another couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking with these guys, particularly about this grand vision for extending the Proof and the Union and the Reforma stories deep into the courtyard at St. Phillips Plaza. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on KQTH 104.1. We'll be right back.
Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and 2014 Iron Chef John Hone broadcasting live from this great place called Proof Artisanal Pizza and Pasta right here at the center of St. Phillips Plaza, having a great time with our good friends, Executive Chef Anthony Colucci and owner Grant Kruger. Now, Grant, there's been some news in the local media sphere these days about something more fun and more fresh happening at St. Phillips Plaza. When you're thinking about the fact that you now own the three restaurants in St. Phillips, unless I'm missing one. Is there another restaurant in St. Phillips Plaza?
Well, there is the Arizona Wine Collective, and there's also Wren Coffee House that just opened up.
Two great tenants in the plaza.
Absolutely. We're very proud to have them as our neighbors.
The Snells at the Wine Collective, great family, great team. But you own all the restaurants in St. Phillips Plaza in terms of the big kind of restaurants, Union, Reforma, and now Proof.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be in this position where we've got three restaurants surrounding the center courtyard of St. Phillips Plaza.
Right.
And so it's provided us some unique opportunities to play around with our liquor license. We've always loved this center courtyard and loved doing charity events out here. We've done weddings. We've done extension of premises. But it's always been quite a hassle to get the liquor licenses and the permits associated with this. Oftentimes taking many months.
Imagine that.
And a fair bit of fun with the fencing and a few bucks here and there. And so we worked hand-in-hand with Pima County and with the Department of Liquor over the last 3 years, really, this project has taken us to achieve. to combine all three restaurants' liquor licenses with our patio here in the center courtyard, so that all three restaurants adjacent to this patio are now essentially one economic entity and one liquor license. We literally took Reforma's liquor license and the previous spot's liquor license here and handed them back to the state government and said, thank you, but no thanks, we're good with one, and here's how we're going to do it. And so our intent is to build a permanent stage out here to do live music.
An actual stage.
Yes, there's a rental stage out there right now, you can see. But our intent is to build a permanent one out there with some pro-quality sound and lighting equipment, and to do live music on our patio at least 4 or 5 nights
a
week.
Absolutely. And, absolutely.
And the beautiful thing about it will be that you'll be able to take an open cocktail right from Proof into the center courtyard, into Union, into Reforma, because it's all one big license, one big economic entity. And without them being the same company, under the same ownership, with the same liquor license, with the same address,
right,
none of this would be possible. And so it's unique. It's one of the first of its kind, maybe the only of its kind.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that.
No, it was quite an unusual animal, so much so that the director of the Department of Liquor drove down from Phoenix himself, from his office, just to personally review this. And after looking at the plans in the courtyard, said, this is pretty cool. Like, I would take my wife down here and check this out, too. And with a few minor tweaks, approved our license to do this. And so we're going to get started here in just the next few weeks to really make these three restaurants a lot more cohesive with live music. I used to wait tables back in one of these buildings that was now Union, but it was Daniels back in the day.
Oh, I didn't know.
And so I remember the Tucson Jazz Society playing here,
yes,
at, you know, to a very big draw many, many years ago, and how successful that was. And so we're going to try to not only bring them, but bring many other music organizations and use this as a platform for live music in the community, because it's something that doesn't make a lot of economic sense for one restaurant to,
yes,
do financially.
Exactly.
But if you can share the cost and split that load equally amongst the three concepts, I think it's something we could do way more consistently. And I'm really excited about it. I think this is going to be a game changer for our three restaurants, for St. Phil's Plaza, and hopefully for people, for Pima County.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, you know, kind of cities our size, you know, they're with this kind of this metropolitan feel to them. We hear about, you know, communities and organizations doing these kinds of creating, you know, creative solutions to problems and obstacles. And so Grant Kruger says, look, I shouldn't be asking why. I should be asking why not. Why can't we do this? Why couldn't we be able to do this? And now when you say that you'll be able to, let's get back to the cocktail part. So he said you'll be able to take an open cocktail out of Proof, not only into the courtyard to experience live music, but you can take that cocktail into Reforma.
Absolutely.
And then exchange it for a Reforma cocktail.
Absolutely.
And then over to Union.
We've got the same rocks glasses, the same wine glasses, the same pint glasses, all on purpose, so that exchange of that hardware isn't going to create some unnecessary hardship
absolutely
for any of the
brilliant
three restaurants.
Yeah.
Think of it sort of like a hotel. If you were to go to the Marriott, you could have a cocktail by the pool bar and then something in the lobby bar, and then they've got a nice restaurant. But when you get your bill at the end of the day, it all says the Marriott,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Because it's one license. That's essentially what we've done here with these three restaurants in the plaza. We think it's something very unique, and we're really excited to see what we can do with this when it comes to entertainment on our patio now, as this is just such a great property. It's one of the few outdoor patios in Tucson where you can dine without having a car's headlights sort of juxtapose,
seriously,
themselves into your meal.
Right.
There's just not that many spaces like that in Tucson. It's such a unique property. And so with the cooperation of our landlords, the Selby family,
yes,
who have owned this plaza for 30 years, you know, they've really been very helpful with us to achieve this goal and to let us realize this dream. And hopefully that will be the future of this shopping center.
Absolutely. Well,
as
I know
it.
This community is grateful for your forward and imaginative thinking, really, because you take a problem and you come up with a creative solution, and then we all win. So I think people owe, this community owes a debt of gratitude for Grant Kruger and his bigger team for everything they do. I do have one more quick question for Chef Anthony Colucci. I would imagine that Grant Kruger lets you go home from time to time.
Only occasionally, short bits and pieces.
I want you to imagine going home, and you have to take everything out of the Colucci family refrigerator. Everything comes out, and you have to throw everything away except for one thing. What is the one item in Chef Anthony Colucci's home refrigerator that he simply cannot live without?
Poblano hot sauce.
Poblano hot sauce.
It's the six mother sauce.
Well, you know what? We know what we get Anthony Colucci for Christmas. Anyway, yes. Poblano hot sauce is at the heart of the Colucci story. Keep doing what you're doing. So much fun to get to know you a little bit better. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. This community has responded in a big way, and I'm really excited for your early success.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Chef John Hone, always fun hanging out with you, brother.
The best, most delicious hour. Love spending.
We will see you soon. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on my website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and John Hone reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers. Come on over and see us, the crew.